take it for granted that there's always someone
right. Hi, this is Ian Axel, and you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Stand tall. I know the weight of the world won't bring me down. Stand tall. Ooh, you're making me. Thank you.
Good enough? All right.
This one was recorded here, 1965, in this room.
And we actually did it on the five-man acoustical jam album.
Yeah.
But it's great to be here at Abbey Road. Here we go.
Nothing is more beautiful than this. Hello, I'm the Doctor. Join me for TARDIS Jukebox Tuesday nights at 6 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford.
you know it sounds good. Flutter the way of an irritable thought. What do you paint a picture of a perfect life? You can never be sure, you can never be right. An instinctive feeling will drive you there. You are the one, you make a wanderer feel at home. You are the one, the only
Oh, nothing but a lonely heart. Living way too fast brings you right back to the very start. You never thought that you would get this far. Couldn't know that it was gonna be the last good day.
I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school,
cutting and burning
clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were a real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
Sing the last song of song. Goodbye.
you know that I care. What happens to you? And I know that you care. For me too. So I don't feel alone on the way to the storm. Now that I've found somewhere safe to bury my bone, and any fool knows a dog needs a home. A shelter from pigs on the wing.
Dysfunction. shot took you straight to hell, and the face that I saw in the mirror took all my steam. I can't turn the pages back, stuck out here on a one-way track. Still each day you share the breeze with each ghost and memory. I'm sorry, but we both know that I disowned you long ago, when I had no more love or money to spend. You call me from time to time, from some rehab you drop a dime, but you were too much work to call you a friend.
I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you!
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it!
Let me down softly. Don't hurt me today, because I'm not ready for what you gotta say. But don't get me in too, but do what you gotta do. You can let me go gently if you don't wanna stay.
hardly express my mixed emotions at my thoughtlessness. After all, I'm forever in your debt. And woman, I will try to express my inner feeling and thankfulness for showing me the meaning of success.
Thank you.